Hello, everyone. I'm George Mann, and so here we are, 5 weeks into Donald J. Trump's illegal war of aggression against Iran, obviously fought by the Netanyahu administration in Israel. Illegal on so many levels, partly his objective regime change, which Trump lyingly claims has already been brought about. So that is not a legal ground for a war. And the United Nations Charter makes this crystal clear: that you cannot launch a war with a view to interfere with the political independence of a sovereign state. The Islamic Republic of Iran is a sovereign state. By any definition, no country in the world disputes that Iran is an independent country and has the right to determine its own form of government, be it democracy, dictatorship. That's for the Iranians to decide alone, without outside meddling. Now, however arbitrary the Iranian government is, and it is vile, that does not make it lawful to attack Iran with that aim. But so we go on. And it was very significant that an open letter has been published in numerous fora by over 100 international law scholars, many of them American. And they set out all the grave breaches of international law committed by Israel, the United States, and indeed Iran in this war. But obviously, it's Israel and the United States, which are the guiltiest parties, can't be, because they started it. Moreover, you see the enormous disparity in military power between them and Iran. And so you would expect those who've got the latest technology would have be less tempted to break international law. The aggressors have less reason. Now, Iran, fighting for its life, girt around by cruel foes, with state-of-the-art military technology, is desperate and say, well, we're going to have to resort to any means necessary. This is an existential fight for us. Nobody says that Israel's existence is threatened by Iran right now. Even Israel doesn't pretend that Iran has nuclear weapons. Even the United States doesn't pretend that. The United States and Israel both said that they totally destroyed Iran's nuclear weapons program last year. And there's no proof that there ever was an Iranian nuclear weapons program, and so on. For 35 years, I've been hearing this, that Iran is about to get a nuclear weapons program. I can see it in my mind, Netanyahu addressing the United Nations with his chart saying 5 minutes to midnight. And that's over 20 years ago, that Iran was months away from perfecting a nuclear bomb. So lie after lie after lie, unblushingly told. And sadly, so many people are stupid enough as to believe these lies endlessly. But anyway, so we go on. So it was a blatant breach of the United Nations Charter to attack Iran. And of course, the United States was instrumental in drawing up the United Nations Charter, was a founder member of the UN Charter. The US loudly asserts its own rights conferred by the United Nations Charter. The United States is a permanent member of the Security Council of the United States, and it behoves the United States to abide by the United Nations Charter. The United States has often denounced other sovereign states for not abiding by the same charter. Likewise, the State of Israel was created by a United Nations Security Council resolution, and therefore it's even more incumbent upon Israel to abide by international law, by UN Security Council resolutions. Israel, which is in breach of dozens of UN General Assembly resolutions and even some UN Security Council resolutions, Israel, which has broken international law endlessly, is truly the guiltiest sovereign state in the world in terms of international law, and so on. So President Donald J. Trump, his public threats that he would obliterate Iranian power plants, he would deliberately target civilian infrastructure to deprive people of electricity, which means hospitals of electricity, which people would die because they couldn't have necessary operations, which means that life support machines would be switched off, and on and on and on, that women would have to give birth in the dark and so forth. So anyway, so you see, this is America's war on civilians. None of this is remotely anti-American. I'm not saying that all Americans are bad, or even most Americans are bad. There are good and evil people in every country. And obviously, most of us are a mixture of good and evil. And some of the loudest voices in denouncing the Trump administration's illegal war are also Americans who are aghast at what he's doing, trashing America's reputation, putting America in grave danger for no valid reason, and so on. So it goes on. So, and then the defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, he even said there will be no quarter given for enemies. Okay, so that is yet another breach of international law, of the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention. Going back several centuries, even the most warlike countries recognize there had to be some mercy to show to those who surrendered, because it saves lives on both sides. So these people surrender, they don't get killed by the fight going on, or they don't get killed after surrender. And the people who are about to win or besiege and whatever, the battle ends sooner. And so their lives are saved, and it saves lives on both sides. So that's got to be a good thing. But if people think that they're going to be killed anyway, despite rendering up their arms, well, they might as well fight to the death, and then more deaths on both sides. So the United States would not accept if its troops were killed after surrender, and therefore it mustn't do that to others. So if you kill people after they've surrendered, if so long as they're not trying to escape or attack their guards, then that is murder. Saying no quarter means not sparing people who are prisoners of war, or indeed who are hors de combat by means of being badly injured. So you see that in so many conventions that the United States has signed. That's part of international humanitarian law. And as the signatories to the said letter said, that it's explicitly prohibited to say that no mercy should be given. Okay, and even the United States Defense Department has its own law of war handbook. Okay, so these are very distinguished people who signed it, including a former U.S. Army judge advocate, John Tracy, including a former legal expert at the U.S. State Department, Harold Hongju Ko, including the professor of international at Yale Law School. And she's just been elected president of the American Society of International Law, Una A. Hathaway. These are people, no mean scholars. Okay, these are world experts in this very field. So you see the blatancy of the endless breaches of international law by the United States, by its own avowed standards. And when it comes to Iran doing so, at least Iran doesn't incessantly and gratingly assert its own moral superiority, does not subject the world to endless preachments about adherence to international law and abiding by various norms. So it really is sickening, the high tone out of the US government when they're committing these many, many crimes against humanity. And so it goes on. And this is an excerpt from the letter. We are gravely concerned that the conduct and threats outlined here are causing serious harm to civilians, and they risk degrading the rule of law and the fundamental norms that protect every nation's civilians. Public statements by senior officials indicate an alarming disrespect for the rules of international humanitarian law accepted by states and which protect both civilians and members of the armed forces. Close quotation. So if another foe, be it a sovereign state, be it a terrorist organization, whatever, were to deliberately target American civilians or to murder American prisoners of war, the United States would not have a leg to stand on, because it has led people down into the mire. It has set the example of barbarity. So it's utterly repugnant what they're doing. And so it's ridiculous what the American government is doing, and then to say there's some sort of moral cause for the war. Now, the Human Rights Activist News Agency, which is an American organization, has counted over 1,606 civilians killed in this war, proven to be killed and proven to be civilians, proven to be killed as a direct result of the war. At least 244 of them are children, and that's in Iran alone. Now, in Lebanon, we don't have a death toll from the Human Rights Activist News Agency. We do have one from the Lebanese government, which is 1,345 people killed since the 2nd of March, almost all by Israel. I don't know how many of those are children. I have no reason to doubt Lebanon on this one. I'm not aware of Lebanon having ever told lies about an issue of this nature, whereas the Israeli government lies almost nonstop about its manifold crimes against civilians. And so on. All right. So 19 people have been killed in Israel, civilians, according to the Zionist-run Israeli health ministry. Is that true? It wouldn't surprise me. So, you know, I regret every death, civilians and soldiers on both sides. And not a single person would have been killed, were it not for Netanyahu and Trump beginning their illegal war of aggression. And even if they are going to fight an illegal war, they don't have to fight it by illegal means. They could target exclusively military sites, and they haven't. Moreover, they haven't even declared it to be a war. This is like an American Pearl Harbor. Whilst the Iranians were negotiating with the American delegation in Switzerland in good faith, making a very generous offer, a more extensive offer than Iran gave to the United States under Obama. Nevertheless, the United States walked away from that, and they launched a dastardly and treacherous attack on Iran without even a declaration of war, with no legal basis for doing so, with no UN Security Council resolution, with no UN General Assembly resolution, with no attempt to do so whatsoever, without domestic support, without the support of the international community, and for an illegal motive, to wit, to overthrow the government of Iran, and so on. So in these Gulf Arab states, that's to say Kuwait, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Oman, the United Arab Emirates, about 24 people have been killed. So I think that includes the 13 American troops and so on. But the most hideous atrocity perpetrated during Israel and America's illegal war of aggression was the mass murder of 168 people, 110 of them little girls. Little girls blown up. Little girls fried to death in their school in Minab, a town in Iran. Was this deliberate or was this reckless? Even if it was reckless, it does not change the criminality of this monstrous atrocity. Anyway, so you can see why people are enraged. Trump has made the world more dangerous. He has awakened Iran. He has infuriated Iran. They will be lusting for vengeance after the massacre of their children. What would you do if you were them? It is true, Iran has attacked civilian sites, airports, oil refineries, places where liquid natural gas are produced. Now, sometimes Iranians are saying they were aiming at US military bases and they missed because they got primitive technology. There may be some truth in that. They're aiming at a US military base and their drone missile is shot down. The debris falls wherever and causes other damage. Okay, probably sometimes that's true. I expect for most part it's a lie and they're deliberately targeting civilian infrastructure to wreck the economies of states which are hosting the enemy, just like the US is trying to destroy the Iranian economy. Some people consider it a legitimate tactic of war. But as the Iranians have suffered so much, and even their military personnel, over 100 Iranian troops killed for each American, over 100. And, so many Iranian civilians killed, Lebanese civilians slaughtered, not a single American civilian killed. Not that I want that. Unsurprised, the Iranians say, we're desperate. The gloves come off. We don't care about international law. Why should we abide by international law when we're faced with an egregiously cruel foe who has a total disregard even for its own avowed legal and moral standards, right? So stop this war now. Trump, Netanyahu should be tried before an international criminal tribunal, but sadly, it's very unlikely to happen. And sadly, evil so often triumphs. Anyway, do what you can to work for peace. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on to me. Donate on Patreon, PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.